This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup. We are diving into the biggest headlines from late-night television, the red carpets of Cannes and Los Angeles, and the latest relationship shifts in the world of celebrity.
David Letterman confronts Stephen Colbert about his show's cancellation.
Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe split after nearly a decade.
Vin Diesel reunites with Paul Walker's daughter in Cannes.
Dior brings Hollywood glamour to the LACMA runway show.
John Waters defends Eminem with a wild wedding gift story.
Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt split after having a daughter.
New details emerge on Pete Davidson's recent breakup and co-parenting.
Cardi B explains her heated public argument with Stefon Diggs.
First, the late-night tension. David Letterman made a truly unforgettable appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he did not hold back his feelings about the program's upcoming cancellation. Letterman, who hosts the show for over two decades, told Colbert point-blank that he was pissed off about the news. He reminded everyone that the very theater they were sitting in wouldn't even be there if it weren't for his own legacy. It was a raw moment where Letterman asserted that while a network can take away a man's show, they can never take away his voice. He even joked about the other Jimmys in Late Night, asking if they would be okay once Colbert's final show airs next week.
The segment took a turn for the chaotic when Letterman decided to start clearing the stage of its furniture. He praised the set pieces before having helpers literally carry them away, forcing him and Colbert to finish the interview sitting in the audience. It didn't stop there, as the two eventually ended up on the roof of the building. In a display of what was described as wanton destruction of CBS property, they threw set items onto the network's logo on the sidewalk below. Letterman ended his appearance with a very blunt message for the network executives. This all stems from CBS's decision to end the show, following Colbert's recent criticisms of a massive settlement involving Paramount and Donald Trump.
Next, a major sports split. The sports world is reacting to the news that Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe have split after nearly 10 years together. This power couple first met back in 2015 at a media summit for the Rio Olympics. Their relationship was a major milestone for visibility in professional sports. Rapinoe often spoke about how meeting Bird felt like finding home, and Bird credited Rapinoe with helping her come out publicly in 2017. They made history together in 2018 as the first openly gay couple to grace the cover of ESPN's Body Issue. Throughout their decade together, they weren't just partners. They were icons who used their platform to advocate for authenticity and equality, making their breakup a significant moment for their many fans.
Looking back at their timeline, it is clear how much they influenced each other's lives and careers. Bird once explained to Time magazine that Rapinoe helped her understand the importance of being vocal about her identity. She realized that the more people who come out, the closer we get to a world where it isn't even a story anymore. They celebrated their muscles, their scars, and their love in very public ways, including that historic magazine cover. While they are moving on separately now, their impact as a couple remains a huge part of their legacy. They navigated the pressures of being elite athletes while maintaining a high-profile relationship that inspired countless people to live more authentically in their own lives.
Now to a Cannes reunion. Vin Diesel had a very emotional night at the Cannes Film Festival during a special screening of the original Fast and the Furious movie. The event marked the 25th anniversary of the franchise, but the highlight was Diesel's reunion with Meadow Walker, the daughter of his late co-star Paul Walker. Diesel was seen wiping away tears as he embraced Meadow, who is now 27 years old. He told the crowd that Meadow was the one who wouldn't let him come alone to represent the brotherhood they all shared. It was a poignant reminder of the bond between the cast members, especially as they prepare for the final film in the series, Fast Forever, which is scheduled for release in 2028.
Diesel admitted that watching the original 2001 film is difficult for him because he sees every scene through the lens of his friendship with Paul, whom he called Pablo. He recalled specific moments on set, like when Paul first told him he had a one-year-old daughter. Seeing Meadow at 27, the same age her father was when he made the first movie, was a profound experience for the actor. He credited the fans for their loyalty, saying their support is the only reason they are still making these movies decades later. For Diesel, the entire franchise boils down to one word, love. He praised Meadow for being a source of strength and expressed how proud Paul would be of the woman she has become.
Moving to high fashion, Dior took over the Los Angeles County Museum of Art for a cinematic resort runway show that brought out a massive list of A-list celebrities. Creative director Jonathan Anderson drew inspiration from the golden age of Hollywood, specifically referencing the legendary Marlene Dietrich. The set was designed to look like a vintage movie studio, complete with rolling fog and classic cars. Sabrina Carpenter opened the show wearing the first look, fresh off her successful run at Coachella and the Met Gala. Other stars in attendance included Miley Cyrus, who rocked a cool Dior denim look, and Anya Taylor-Joy. The collection successfully blended old Hollywood glamour with modern rebellious touches, proving that the fashion house's connection to the film industry is as strong as ever.
The guest list was a mix of industry veterans and new stars, featuring everyone from Al Pacino to Jeff Goldblum and Tracy Ellis Ross. Even legendary architect Frank Gehry was honored with a posthumous exhibition nearby. Anderson's new take on the classic Dior jacket was a hit, appearing on both men and women throughout the night. The event felt like a true Hollywood moment, with multi-generational families like Leslie Mann and Maud Apatow showing up in style. By bringing this collection to Los Angeles, Dior reaffirmed its status as the go-to brand for cinematic elegance. The use of denim and distressed fabrics, alongside more traditional couture elements, showed a versatile direction for the brand that appeals to both the bombshells and the rebels of modern Hollywood.
Next, a surprising quote. John Waters recently shared a hilarious and unexpected story about Eminem during an appearance on the Los Culturistas podcast. While discussing the rapper's reputation, Waters defended him against claims of homophobia by revealing a very specific wedding gift Eminem gave to Elton John and David Furnish. According to Waters, the rapper sent the couple matching gold cock rings for their nuptials. This anecdote was used to illustrate that Eminem has a much more supportive and humorous relationship with the LGBTQ community than his lyrics might sometimes suggest. It is a classic John Waters story, blending celebrity gossip with a touch of the outrageous, and it certainly paints a different picture of the Detroit rapper's personal life and his long-standing friendship with Elton John.
The story has quickly gone viral because it highlights the often overlooked bond between Eminem and Elton John, which dates back to their famous Grammy performance in 2001. Elton has frequently spoken about how Eminem reached out to him during his recovery from addiction, and this gift story adds another layer to their mutual respect. Waters, known for his own transgressive and bold style, clearly appreciated the irony and the boldness of the gift. By sharing this on a popular podcast hosted by Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang, Waters brought a bit of queer history and humor to the forefront. It serves as a reminder that celebrity friendships can be much more complex and supportive behind the scenes than the public persona might lead people to believe.
Now to Pete Davidson. Reports are circulating that Pete Davidson and model Elsie Hewitt have ended their relationship just months after the birth of their daughter, Scotty Rose. The couple, who were first linked in early 2025, reportedly hit a rough patch as Davidson's busy work schedule kept him away from home. Sources suggest that Hewitt was looking for more support during the early months of motherhood, while Davidson felt the pressure to continue working to provide for the family. This tension apparently became too much to handle, leading to the split. Despite the breakup, both parties are said to be focusing entirely on their daughter. They are currently working on a co-parenting plan to ensure that Scotty Rose remains their top priority as they navigate this new chapter of their lives.
The news comes as a surprise to many who followed their whirlwind romance, which included going Instagram official and making high-profile public appearances together. Davidson had previously expressed how excited he was to become a father, calling it a lifelong dream. He had nothing but praise for Hewitt, describing her as one of his favorite people and predicting she would be a great mother. Hewitt also shared her joy on social media when the baby arrived in December, calling the child her best work yet. While their romantic relationship may have ended, the focus remains on their shared commitment to their daughter. Fans are hoping the two can maintain a healthy relationship for the sake of Scotty, especially given Davidson's public comments about wanting to be a great dad.
More on that split. Adding more detail to the Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt breakup, it appears the split was officially confirmed following weeks of rumors. The comedian is now navigating life as a single father just 5 months after his daughter's birth. Insiders have noted that the primary cause of the friction was the balance between Davidson's career and his responsibilities at home. He has been traveling extensively for work, which created a gap in the support Hewitt needed as a new mother. The relationship only lasted about a year, having started in March of 2025. They were very public about their journey, from their first PDA-filled outings in Florida to their red carpet debut, where Hewitt even channeled the look of Davidson's famous ex, Kim Kardashian.
The focus for both is now strictly on co-parenting. Davidson has been very vocal about his desire to be the kind of father he wished he had growing up, making this transition particularly significant for him. He recently appeared at an FDNY event, showing he is still active in his community despite the personal turmoil. The couple's representatives have not yet officially commented, but the reports from multiple sources suggest the decision is final. It is a quick end to a relationship that seemed to be moving very fast, with a pregnancy announcement coming just months after they were first spotted together. Now, they face the challenge of raising Scotty Rose in the public eye while maintaining their separate professional lives and personal well-being.
Finally, Cardi B's argument. Cardi B and NFL player Stephon Diggs were spotted in a very heated public argument outside a coffee shop in Maryland just days after reports suggested they had rekindled their romance. Footage of the encounter showed Cardi in full-blown angry mode, gesturing wildly at Diggs in a parking lot. The video quickly went viral, leading fans to speculate about the state of their relationship after a three-month split. However, in a classic Cardi B move, she didn't let the tension stop her from being kind to a fan. A witness who saw the whole fight waited for a break in the action to ask for a selfie, and Cardi happily obliged, posing with a smile despite the obvious frustration she was feeling toward Diggs just moments before.
Cardi later took to social media to give a hilarious explanation for the outburst, blaming the whole thing on being hangry. She joked that she sometimes forgets she is a celebrity, and asked her followers if they had ever cussed out their baby daddy because they were hungry. Her fans loved the relatable excuse, with many chiming in that they have felt the same way. It seems the argument wasn't as serious as it looked, or at least Cardi is playing it off with her signature humor. Whether they are officially back together or just navigating a complicated co-parenting relationship, they certainly know how to keep the public's attention. The incident proves that even in the middle of a gnarly showdown, Cardi stays dedicated to her fans.
That is our roundup for today. Follow us for your daily briefing on the stories that matter most. We will see you back here tomorrow for more updates.